News when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Leslie Lotto. Stellantis and the United Auto Workers Union are said to have reached a tentative deal to end their six-week strike. We get more on the story from Bloomberg's Denise Pellegrini.
We are hearing the tentative agreement with United Auto Workers includes a 25% hourly pay raise plus cost of living allowances over the more than four-year contract, matching Ford's agreement earlier this week. According to sources, who also say Stellantis also agreed to concessions on job security, including keeping an engine plant open in Trenton, Michigan, and building a vehicle in the company's idled Illinois assembly plant. Next necessary step is approval by union leadership and then a vote by Stellantis' 43,000 union members. Meantime, sources say talks at General Motors do continue this weekend, and the two sides are trying to get a deal before the weekend is out. All this after Ford's recent deal put pressure on its Detroit rivals to wrap up their negotiations and get back to work making cars. Denise Pellegrini, Bloomberg Radio.
As Israeli forces announced their intention to expand their ground assault into Gaza this weekend, a Hamas official spoke from Beirut today, hitting back on the planned assault, promising that Israel will achieve nothing with it, and they plan to fight back against IDF troops.
I can confirm that Qassam brigades and all Palestinian faction with us, we are fighting together in order to stop them, and we succeeded, and we have clashes with the occupation forces.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's suspending his campaign for the 2024 presidential nomination on the Republican side, saying that he knew it would be an uphill battle, and he has no regrets.
After much prayer and deliberation, I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
The former Veep made the announcement at the end of a speech to a Republican Jewish coalition conference in Las Vegas earlier today. ExxonMobil and Chevron have told investors why they want to spend a total of $114 billion on two mega deals. On Friday, their earnings report revealed why they need to. Exxon's oil production is hovering near the lowest level since its merger with Mobil more than two decades ago. Chevron revealed some headwinds for key growth projects in Kazakhstan and the Permian Basin in West Texas and New Mexico. You know what that means. The days of easy oil production growth are over. And with it, the market reaction was swift and brutal. Chevron plunged nearly 7% and Exxon closed nearly 2% lower Friday, even as oil prices gained on heightened tensions in the Middle East. Walt Disney's once again overhauling its movie release calendar. We get that story from Bloomberg's Charlie Pellett.
It is delaying three films that had previously been scheduled for next year and removing another three from the lineup altogether. Snow White, a live-action remake of the animated classic, was delayed by a year to March 21st, 2025. Elio, a Pixar film that was also due out next March, will instead be released in June of 2025. The twin strikes by screenwriters and actors have delayed many projects this year. In New York, Charlie Pellett, Bloomberg Radio.
A massive cleanup's underway in Mexico after Hurricane Otis made landfall as a Cat 5 storm earlier this week. Otis rapidly intensified before slamming into the popular resort town of Acapulco, causing heavy damage to beachfront hotels. Forecasters say there was little time to evacuate since all of the models showed that Otis was a tropical storm or a weak Category 1. The National Hurricane Center called it a, quote, nightmare scenario, with Otis becoming the strongest hurricane ever to make landfall in the eastern Pacific. That's news when you want it. With Bloomberg News Now, I'm Leslie Lotto, and this is Bloomberg.